So what is a good family? We overcomplicate the question. We know what a good family looks like. Kids feel safe. Communication is easy and free. Love is always present, even when kids get punished or moms and dads fight. I didn't grow up in a great family, but I knew what one looked like. I learned about fatherhood by what I was missing from my own fathers. My absent bio dad and my stepfather, who abandoned me after my mom's funeral when I was 9. I learned about motherhood from the all-too-brief example my own mom gave me. I know what a good family can mean to a kid because of what it would have meant to me had I had one. And my love of family, along with my desire to see that others didn't miss out like I did, eventually led me to focus on the family, an organization that has been telling men and women about God's design for families for nearly 40 years. In 2014, we took much of our ministry's collective wisdom, the knowledge of scores of scholars and experts, and the opinions of everyday people, and distilled it into something we call the Family Project. Throughout the project's 12-session journey, we hear why strong families are so paramount, not just for our kids, but for our culture as well. It's as good a place as any to dive in earnest into our discussion. Family is the force that defines society, Rabbi Shmuel Golden says in the Family Project. Society should not mold the family. Family should mold the society. Some, of course, will disagree. They'll tell you that families, at least traditional families, aren't all that important. Who cares, they'll say. Everybody's coming from crappy families anyway. Some might even point to my own background as proof. Hey, Jim Daly didn't have a great family and he turned out okay. Many people now say there really is no such thing as a traditional family. Our concepts of what a family is or should be are radically outdated, or perhaps never existed anywhere except in our own minds. There's some truth in that. Families do indeed come in many forms. Loving families need not be wholly traditional. Traditional families are not always that loving. I came from a broken, flawed, totally messed up family. And yet, thanks to a few key elements, my brothers, sisters, and I actually turned out all right. I believe that family, when done right, is the building block of our culture. Even more important, it reflects God's own love for us. My wife, Jean, really helped me see this reflection in our own home. We have 2 boys, Trent and Troy. And like brothers everywhere, they can emotionally poke each other like you might a sleeping dog, just to see if it'll growl. But whenever the boys pick on each other, Jean swoops in. Hey, we're a family, she'll say. Family is a safe place. Family is where we should have love for each other and have confidence in ourselves and be just whoever we are. Be the real us and be loved. I think that's exactly the kind of vulnerability the Lord wants from us. As part of His family, I can be the real me, the sinful me, and still be loved. Think about how moms and dads love their children, an unyielding, unconditional love. It'd be nearly impossible for kids to strain or break that love, no matter what they do. Isn't that how our Heavenly Father thinks about us? That neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything.